Earned that right last week at the regional. They ran the fastest time in school history, and actually are the first 4x8 to qualify for the state meet from Shelbyville.
Before I even go further into what they have accomplished and winning the regional, overall, talk about performances for the relay teams in general. It's been a very good season.
Yeah, that's one thing that we've always kind of a goal we've had is that we want to have strong relays. I think that strong relays are vital to the success of the team in general. If you've got four guys who can run fast on various relays, then generally speaking, you've got athletes that can perform well in individual events too and score some points. So that's always been a focal point for us.
Tell me the difference between finishing second by a narrow margin to Roncalli at Warren Central the week before and then flat out winning it this last week.
Winning's a lot more fun. but yeah, these guys, it was some new teams that we don't necessarily see all the time. It's kind of the case at the sectional, but even more so at the regional. And these guys just fought everybody. Everybody had a really nice leg of the race. And when it came down to it, we just ended up being the better team. So I was really proud of them.
Have you known, or when did you know, this group maybe could do something special, and did you see them building to that as the season went along?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year, we had actually three of these guys on the 4x8, and they had been talking about the 4x8 since middle of last track season, pretty much. So this has been something that's kind of been building up for them for the last, 14 months for the most part. Yeah.
How much work did they do in the off season? Can you have a really good off season as a unit working out in preparation for the real thing?
Yeah, definitely. All four of these guys were on the cross country team, so their off season from track was not a true off season because they were still competing. And a lot of these guys really enjoy running cross country too, so they put a lot of time and effort into that season, and then that in turn helps out their track season tremendously. So all these guys were doing cross country. A lot of them did a lot of winter work. I know Joe was on a club team, for instance, during the winter too. But these guys, they put in a ton of work in the last year.
What will it be like, as best you can describe it, headed down to Bloomington? Because it's a much different atmosphere stepping onto that course, onto that track, into that facility.
Yeah. So our mindset hopefully is just while we're happy to be there, we don't want to settle with what we've run so far this season. I think our goal is to go out and run. We want to run sub 8, and just keep improving on our school record time. So it's just going out there, getting excited, but not just too excited to run well. We want to actually go out there and compete.
If you would give me introductions, and usually I'll just say go from your right shoulder and go around the table, but I want you to do it start to finish as they ran it start to finish on Saturday.
Yeah. So first off, our leadoff man all year has been Colin Scott. And then we have been lately been going to Joe Lux. Colin's a senior on the team. Joe is a sophomore. We kind of sandwiched the sophomores with Matt Baker being third too. And then Alexis DeJesus is our anchor.
These guys, did you know that would be an order for them? Did you have to play with that at all during the course of the year?
We didn't mess around a whole lot with it. Colin's an excellent leadoff guy because he's extremely competitive but also a very intelligent runner. So that was kind of the idea, was let's get Colin on the leadoff spot. Alexis being kind of the person who's run the fastest out of everybody, we like putting our horse on the end. So it's nice to have – all we really did was just kind of mess with the middle guys a little bit. Joe and Matt had kind of swapped up as 2 and 3. I think Matt was running 2 earlier in the season, and we ended up putting Joe in the 2 spot. So that's about it, though.
Well, let's go to the guys who are going to be advancing on and competing at Bloomington this weekend. And I'm going to start with Colin Scott. And, Colin, I'm going to have you pull that microphone a little bit closer to you. I'm going to go to you 1, 2, 3, and 4 with this question. Take me through your segment of the race at the regional this past weekend from start to your finish.
Basically, we'd kind of been thinking about the race. You always kind of visualize a race before it even happens. And I knew going into it, get out, get the lead, try to win my leg of it, obviously. So we'd been talking about getting out hard, first 50 meters, dead sprint. So the cones are about 100 meters in on the turn. That's when you can cut in, and I was in box 2. So just went for it and ended up being in front of the pack at the cone. So then I just cut over, and then from there we just kind of settled in, went around on lap one, and then crowd was yelling, and it was awesome. It was really exciting. So went through, coming in first, and I didn't really know. I was kind of figured someone was going to get up there and challenge me a little bit. That always happens, and it kind of just feels like they're pulling you back almost. So then by the time I got to like 300-meter mark to go, we tried to kick there. So I was just started kicking and get down to 100 meters left, and I was feeling it pretty bad. And it felt my speed going down a lot, but I just tried to finish it with everything I had and finished real tight with a couple guys. So there were about, I think, us and Whiteland and Roncalli all finished really close together. Or me and the two guys from Whiteland and Roncalli finished really close together, but yeah.
And the exchange with Joe was smooth?
Yeah, pretty smooth. Joe almost took off from me, but then he slowed down. He realized I was dying.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, from your take on the baton to when you finish, take me through your part of the race.
Like, when I first got the baton, I knew that, like, we were going to do, like, pretty decent, but then afterwards, like, I got, like, passed, like, a little bit, and, like, we were, like, me and the white one guy were kind of just, like, on each other's, like, neck and neck, and, like, mm-hmm. we were, like, just, like, going and, like, running, like, really close, and then first lap, it was just, like, really close, and then second lap, on the second lap, like, him and I just, like, started, like, passing each other, like, more and more, and then at, like, the last second, I like the 100 mark, like, I had, like, a, like, extra, like, kick, and the guy started just, like, slowing down. So, like, I just, like, kind of just, like, gave it, like, all I got and just took off with it.
Do you feel comfortable finishing it off there at the end? Was it a smooth run for you?
Yes, it was a smooth run, and I felt very comfortable at the end of it.
And the exchange with Matt went well?
Yeah, it went very well.
Well, let's go to Matt Baker. Matt, from the time you've taken over the race to your finish, take us through.
Well, when I got the baton, I knew the Whiteland guy behind me was pretty close, so my goal was really to just try and keep the lead as long as possible. Because I knew I'm the slowest leg out of the four of us, but I wanted to still stay as strong as possible in it. And I kept the lead throughout most of the first lap, and then he got in front of me. And then, so I knew I had to compete with him and stay with him as much as possible. And then we heard all the guys around, like all the crowd and everyone around us, and it was really exhilarating. And it gave us a little bit of extra energy in that second lap, and then I started kicking with him. He might have started pulling away a little bit, but right around I got to the 200, I really tried to kick it in, and he started losing form a little bit. So when we got to about the 100, I really started trying to keep my form and just kick a little stronger, and then I slowly got the lead a little bit in front of him when I got to Alexis, and it was a really good race.
How good are you feeling if you know you've got the baton to Alexis and you're right there with everybody else?
I feel pretty comfortable getting to Alexis, especially when we're in the lead. I felt pretty comfortable getting it to him because I knew he'll have a strong race no matter what, and especially if he's with someone, because he'll never let down a fight like that. So I felt pretty comfortable giving it to him.
And the exchange between you two was?
It was really good. It was smooth.
Let's go to Alexis. Finish this thing off for us.
Oh, well, it was really tough because they were, like, really close, but we did run really well. My first lap, like, it was pretty quick, 50-56. So that's really quick. So after your first lap, you feel like dead. But not that dead, because, like, the other runner was beside me. So I just keep running, and he passed me over. And I was like, no, don't let it go. But also I let it go because the coach told me before the meet, let it go in the second lap. He will get tired. Also, I did that, and in the 200, I just start kicking, and last 100, I just kicked it off, and it was bad. I didn't feel my legs. I didn't feel nothing. It was really bad, but I also got my goal, and we got first place.
How did it feel to cross in first?
Well, it was awesome.
Guys, I'm just going to throw out a question. Anybody take it that wants to. When, like the IHSA, for instance, when they post the results, I'll admit when I start looking down the list, I'm really not looking for who won. I'm looking for who advanced. You know, I'm not thinking number one necessarily. I'm just thinking top three to see who's still in competition. What's it like to know that you're regional champs? You're not just going to state. You won the regional. What do you think about that?
It was an amazing feeling. We kind of went in. We were just going in hoping to advance, and then we had a 13-second PR, and we competed the best we competed all season, and it was amazing. All of our parents, our coaches, everybody that's helped us so far, just jumping up and down, yelling. We're jumping up and down, yelling. It was great.
Apparently, though, there was some concern that Matt Baker might need doctor's visits after because of a hug from somebody who came along. Did Pat Parks get a hold of you at one point?
Yeah, we were at church yesterday morning, and he came up to me, and he just gave me a big, bear hug. And it kind of got me off guard a little bit, but it was nice knowing that he was keeping up with us and everything.
The 4x800 relay team for Shelbyville is advancing on to state. Now, Colin was the last one in the building before we put the show on, so we were kind of talking about this before, and so Colin doesn't know about this. What was the difference, though, and it wasn't just you guys, it was everybody. What was the difference in about 20 seconds from sectional week to regional week? Because you ran like 8:22 or so the week before, and it was good enough for second, but what was the difference in the 2 weeks' runs?
I don't know where they, before the race, you check in down at where the 100 meter start line is, and mm-hmm. then you just got a long walk, 100 meter walk. You can sprint whatever you want all the way down to the line. And I don't know about these guys, but I was honestly shaking because it was the biggest crowd I've ever run in front of. It was awesome.
Okay. Now, Joe, as I think everybody's maybe made mention to, you kind of know what's going on around you. Does it throw your it sounds like it's a motivator, but does it throw your concentration off to be able to hear the crowd behind you?
It doesn't throw my concentration off at all. It just makes me feel like very good, and it makes me just feel like very good about our team and like about ourselves.
The 4x800 relay team here with us on Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive. Somebody tell me what the week of practice is going to be like, because I know you're now 2 weeks into the postseason, working on the third week, but tell me what this week is like, because it's got to be kind of quiet out there. I mean, you guys are out there running around by yourself. What's this week like?
Well, this week's a lot lighter than usual because we're just trying to keep our legs as fresh as possible for the state meet. So we've done a lot more speed workouts recently, or just all of our runs are a lot lighter, but we're focusing more on faster workouts and less reps rather than more intense, higher rep workouts and slower pace.
Is it, I'm trying to think of a way to ask this question. Can you get much better in 1 week, or are you just trying to make sure you maintain condition and you keep the right attitude going into the week? I don't know how much better you can get in 6-7 days.
I mean, we can get a lot of better because we're focusing on our form and all that. So we're focusing on speed, power. So just keeping our condition is like that, because he always teaches how to run, how to lead, focusing on, it's not only a race, it's just how you race. That's all.
How important is that point, guys, when you're practicing and there's no crowd yelling at you, there's no guy from Whiteland on your right, no guy from Roncalli on your left? How important is it to maintain that kind of mindset so you practice the right way this week? I think Colin's going to become the official spokesperson.
It's important to be able to run without that adrenaline, because when you get to the meet, a lot of the races, it's adrenaline really helps. So obviously working in a kind of a chill environment with just your coach, your friends, it's just about working hard and maintaining focus and thinking about the goal the entire time you're practicing.
Now, we've got two seniors in the lot. You guys maintained your focus now the graduation's done and all that. Are you still able to stay on par for what you got to get done?
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It's just...
You'll be all right getting through graduation, though.
Yeah.
All that. That's good. That's good. Well, Coach, let me bring you back in here for just a minute as we talk to the 4x800 relay team for the Golden Bears as they head off to state competition this week. It's hot this week. Maybe, thankfully, this is the worst of the days as far as the temperature goes. But what's the practice schedule like, and when are you slated to take the track coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, so our practice schedule, for the most part, I mean, I've just been working with these guys since these are really the only guys we've got practicing right now. Thankfully, my job allows me to be flexible, so I just say, hey, you know, when do you guys want to practice? And with their work schedules and everything, it actually works out best that we get some we get some early morning workouts in. So it's not going to be quite as hot for them as it could be. But as far as the state meet, we're looking at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it'd be pretty warm then in Bloomington. But you know, that's part of track and field, and the good thing is too, we don't have anybody running the 2 mile, so you know, we've got guys who are racing and, you know, running hard, so they'll be done pretty quick, thankfully.
Is there anything such as, I don't know, a pep talk? I mean, what's the approach with these guys, like an hour before, 30 minutes before?
Yeah, so I kind of took a bit of a different approach this past week in the regional, and I don't know if that helped Colin out or not, but I got some intel from somebody on the team that Colin wasn't too fond of my sectional speech, so apparently it got him all worked up. I don't know if that's true or not, but yeah, rumors on our team, you know. so what I did, my whole thing for them was, I mean, they already know how to race. They know what they're doing, so I just sent them a little pep talk in the morning. And then once we got to the meet, I just tried to encourage them, high fives, fist bumps, that sort of thing. Let's go get it. But just kind of let them – they got themselves in the zone, so I'm not going to do anything to break that. I'm just going to kind of hang out and just be ready to watch them race and scream my head off when they run by.